BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're in for Grimmy this week on Breakfast. Includes a chat with Luke from Five Sauce, talking about self-flushing toilets, falling asleep in food, and GCSEs. There's another Reel or No Reel, and our best secret bake-off yet. We sent Chris to another bakery to really criticise their cakes and put his face in them.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. Yes, it's Thursday. We managed that. How are you? This is Scott Mills on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I've now got a vision of Adele going into a cafe in a few minutes near Radio 1 going, please, miss, can I have some extra bacon on my bacon roll? No, you can't!
What a diva.
Just a little bit extra bacon.
Also, the other image I've got in my head is Ella Eyre and her massive hair trying to get into a swim hat. Now, logistically, is that possible? I assume it is, but they're quite tight-fitting, aren't they?
I mean, it would sprout out, and that's a mane she's got going on. Do you know, I got refused at a carvery the other day.
What, you refused what, meat?
Low times. Well, I'd already been up once, that's the problem. You know, you have to take your little voucher.
Did you not pay for a big plate?
Well, no, it was like, I didn't know that you could only go up once, so there's
me.
No,
you can go again for the vegetables.
I don't think you can. Not this one, anyway.
Okay, well, you're so a celebrity already, carvery, were you?
No, I'd already
not
given
one
in.
I'm thinking of.
I've already given in my ticket, and I'm like, I go up and I go, can I just have a bit more meat? A little bit more meat.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, there won't be enough for everyone else then.
Do you know what? You could barter there. You could have got a couple more sausages, I reckon, out of it.
But not actual, like.
Not
anything carved.
Yeah.
And you say I could have gone in for seconds of vegetables?
Yeah. If in the same one as me. Were you looking for beef?
I was looking for beef, but I mean, I've not been to a carvery for ages and I didn't really know the etiquette, so maybe next time you could come with me.
Yeah, absolutely, but lols to you in a carvery, just can't imagine it.
Yeah.
Good to know celebrities go.
I love it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We need to mention the man announcing the programmes on BBC One last night, because this is my favourite thing that's happened for a while. He was having an absolute mare.
How did I miss this? I watched Bake Off last night. I've somehow missed this. It's extraordinary.
He's just kind of coming off the back of one programme and about to go into another when the unthinkable happens.
I reckon I can make some speciality breads next on BBC One. It's Paul's big thing, but
phone's going off.
Brutal in Bake Off. But how we spend our dough reveals who we are. Anne unveils Britain's spending secrets at 9.
Can I hear it vibrating away as well?
Oh, mate, you've left it on vibrate.
It's so good because it's his big moment, isn't it? He's only on for such a short time.
Yeah, but he's on before Bake Off as well.
Yeah.
Like, no one would have realised if he was on maybe before, I don't know, Don't Get Dom.
Yeah, but he's only on for like 30 seconds. He's got his thing written out. It's very funny.
You'd be gutted, wouldn't you?
It's very, very funny. He's ready to go.
And afterwards, he'll be like, oh no, this is the highest rated programme on any channel of the night.
Also, he tries to style it out.
Can we hear it again, yeah, please?
Crack an egg and make some speciality breads next on BBC One. It's Paul's big thing, but baguettes can be brutal in Bake Off.
I'm on the TV! Not ring me!
But how we spend our dough reveals who we are. Anne unveils Britain's spending secrets at 9.
It's a stress dream, isn't it?
You know it's right next to him and it's moving along because it's vibrating.
Also, there's the marimba tune on the phone.
Yeah,
it's vibrating away. There's some kind of background music as well that he's having to contend with.
Absolute,
and his jokes.
Absolute nightmare. I know, he's written the script out and everything. The poor man. Shout out to him if he's listening this morning. Also, who has marimba anymore?
Yeah.
You can only get that now, I believe, in a special menu, I've just been told, if you want to be a bit nostalgic. But you really have to search for marimba, unless he's had it all along, like from back in the day. Marimba, of course, the ringtone that famously terrorises Harry Styles. Do you remember that?
Is it because it was his alarm?
Yeah.
That's it.
So I believe that Styles still has marimba as his alarm. So if marimba's sounding, Styles has got to be somewhere.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning to Holly Wilson, who's up early. Never normally listening to Radio 1 at this time, she's got to be honest. But we're helping her with pre-GCSE results nerves. There'll be so many people listening now, just waiting for the GCSEs. Is today the day where people in the papers jump up in the air with a piece of paper in their hand?
That's right, and it's photos of groups of people all gathered around one sheet of paper.
That's it. I can't wait for those.
Yeah.
It's 6:48 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Good morning to you if you are waiting for your GCSE results today. All going to be absolutely fine. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
Ooh, you all right?
Oh, I'm struggling, Scott. I need some help.
Morning voice. Morning voice is on.
It is, big time.
Are you in bed at the moment?
I am, live from the bed.
Live?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your plans for today, please, Charlotte?
I've got to drag myself to work, and I've got half an hour to get to the train station.
Oh. Oh, no. You've done nothing?
No, literally nothing.
Okay, you know what you need, don't you?
What?
Now, is that marimba? That's marimba.
I've got that as my ringtone still.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What's your alarm?
Not very good.
Yeah, not sure. Noisy.
Now, hang on. There's some debate going on now that the guy who was announcing Bake Off, it wasn't marimba. Apparently, it's a...
That's marimba.
That's marimba. But there's a new one called Opening, which, Charlotte, you might want to check out a bit later. It's all the rage.
That's my alarm as well.
Is that called Opening? Oh, I don't like it.
Oh, that is horrible, that song.
Oof. Once more. Oh, I just...
Oh, don't. It's not helping.
Right, OK, get up.
All right.
Right, no, I'm staying on the phone, so you get out of bed.
Don't lie.
Come on. I want to hear Running Water.
What are you requesting?
Some running water.
When I used to do early mornings, I'd be...
Particular water?
Anything, like just to prove that you're like in a different room.
Okay. There we go. That's my sink.
Yeah, that's good. When I used to do the show before this at 4 a.m, I used to answer the phone every day to my producer at 3 a.m, and I'd be like, "Are you up?" Like, "Yeah," and he'd be like, "Okay, I need to hear water." Because I'd be like,
reality.
"Yeah," because I'd be in bed, but going, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm nearly ready. Really not." All right, Charlotte, have a good day.
Cheers, Scott.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills Daily.
Mate, how good was the bread lion?
Oh, the bread lion. Oh. What a banging bread display that was.
Face of lion in bread. I mean, sorry.
Matey did what he did in bread. I couldn't even draw something like that.
I couldn't draw that. Absolute game changer. Even poor Hollywood thought so.
Cracking bake.
Woman with the snake bread. Not as impressed. Good colour, though.
That's what I do. You can make a snake out of anything.
Can you?
Yeah. That's what I would do. If I was on Bake Off, I would have done a snake.
Woman with unmade bread. No, it didn't work for me. We've got another secret Bake Off coming at just after 8 this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Brooke.
Hi, Scott.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. You're in Warrington, are you?
Yeah.
How nervous are you and stressed about exams?
I am quite stressed.
Look, it's all going to be fine.
Thanks, I hope so.
What are you expecting?
Well, I'm hoping for, like, mainly A's and A stars, but...
Yeah, of course you are.
Aim high.
What time will you get them?
At 9 a.m.
Okay, good luck. Let me know how it goes, please.
I will do.
Do you know a lot of people are in the same boat as you today, though, Brooke?
Yeah.
What are you going to do afterwards?
I think I'm just going to go out with my family, like, go to cinema or something.
Yeah. Go and see the Zac Efron film.
I really want to.
Do you know?
Did you hear him on the show?
No, I'm going to catch up on the podcast.
Yeah, he was on yesterday. Chris didn't think he was that hot.
He is. You're wrong, Chris.
Yeah. Okay, Brooke, should we play Real or No Real?
Yes, please.
Let's do this.
Last year, the police were called to a school to investigate a teacher who had been confiscating his pupils' football stickers and secretly using them for his own collection.
That's what I would do if I was a teacher. Definitely.
Are football stickers still on?
Well, not as much as when I was younger, but I told you this, that not too long ago I decided I was going to get back into football stickers.
Yeah.
So I went to one of those stores where you can bulk buy stuff.
Right.
You know the one I mean?
Uh-huh.
The one that rhymes with Wasco's.
Oh, yeah.
And I bought a lot of football stickers.
They sell them in Wasco's?
Yeah, I saved up all my money And instead of going on like a banging holiday, I bought football stickers.
Okay.
I bought like £300 worth of football stickers.
Wow. Okay. Well done, everyone. And what have you done with them since?
So I put loads in the album, obviously, but then I had loads of doubles to swap. So I had to go to a swap shop. But they're a little bit hurt now. So me and my mates set up our own one and we did our own little swap shop.
Bless you. Brooke, do you actually know what we're talking about with football stickers?
Yeah, well, I've never collected them, but I know what they are.
Okay. But was a teacher investigated by the police after confiscating World Cup stickers from kids to fill his own album?
I think real, because some teachers are really, really sad.
Brutal.
Not naming any names of yours.
No, never.
So what's been your favourite craze at school, Brooke?
Well, I think loom bands is probably like the biggest one, isn't it?
Yeah, loom
Last
bands,
Last year when
yeah.
everyone was making loom bracelets.
Everyone was doing this.
Yeah.
Last year really was all about loom bands and also the ice bucket challenge.
Hey! Oh my God, yeah. I did that when I was in Florida. Quite refreshing, actually.
So do you think this is real or no real, Brooke?
I think this is real.
I think this is... Oh, surely he couldn't get away with that. No real.
That one is real.
Whoa. Yes, it happened in Colombia last year in the build-up to the World Cup. The teacher said the stickers were distracting his class from their work, but later was caught in the staff room sticking some of them into his own album.
And next, the MTV show Jersey Shore is called Macaroni Rascals in Japan.
What? That is so weird.
We've talked about this before, haven't we, Mills, where shows have a different title in other countries.
Yeah, and also the film Trainwreck with Amy Schumer. In a lot of countries, it's called Crazy Amy because they don't understand the train wreck thing. But is Jersey Shore called Macaroni Rascals in Japan? Yeah, they are rascally.
I get the rascal part, but the macaroni bit's a bit weird. Isn't that pasta?
Well, yes, and I think it's because, like, they're Italian.
Oh.
That does make sense.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Real or no real, Brooke?
That cannot be real. I'm saying no real.
Yeah, I think this is no real.
That one is real.
No way.
It is called that. TV bosses in Japan didn't think the name Jersey Shore would attract people to watch the show because they don't know what a Jersey Shore is. So they decided to call it Macaroni Rascals instead. If you're trying to work out why it would be called that, don't. No one in Japan knows either. They just seem to have picked it at random.
And finally, President Obama has started tweeting his own summer playlists for you to listen to on music streaming sites.
Well, do some work.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? So you've got Zac Efron being an EDM DJ. You've got Obama there.
Making his own summer mix.
Doing his own summer mix.
I think he might be, because loads of people make their own playlists, don't they? Like, the Vamps make their own playlists as
Yeah,
well.
But the Vamps Same. Are the Vamps, and this is the President of the United States of America.
The president has a banging nickname, by the way. Is it POTUS?
Yeah.
POTUS stands for President of the United States.
Oh, Think clever, POTUS.
Yeah? POTUS, you like that, don't you?
Yeah, I love that.
Get your eyes light up.
Feel the power.
So it's the POTUS playlist.
Do you think Salento will be on there?
Which one's that?
Watch me whip.
Watch me nae-nae. Yes, great shout.
I think he might be into musicals like Willy Wonka.
Lyrical genius.
It's a classic.
It's a tune. What about
that one, Michelle Obama, Boss?
Yes, great shout. That will be on there. One for the wife.
So does Obama make playlists, summer playlists, real or no real, Brooke?
I think that was no real because he should be spending his time doing more important things.
Yes.
I reckon the protest loves it. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
True. He recently tweeted, due to popular request, here are my vacation playlists. What's your favourite summer song? Who's been requesting that?
That's what I was wondering.
You say that, if Obama was DJing in a nightclub near you, you'd go.
Oh my God, yes. Do you want to know what's on it?
Yeah.
Paradise by Coldplay.
June.
And, she'll be pleased with this, Shake It Out by Florence and the Machine.
Yeah. Just imagine that on the poster though. Oceana Watford. President
Tonight.
Obama. President Obama, brackets, DJ set. And meet and greet.
Ladies, get him free.
Yes.
At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 20. Brooke got 20. It's a draw. Hey.
Hey, listen, the best of luck at your exams today, Brooke.
Thanks, guys.
Scott.
Let me know how it goes, please.
I will do.
Good to speak to you. Thanks for playing today.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah, just nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Results.
GCSEs today?
Mm.
Okay. Have you got any predicted grades for me?
B's and A's.
That's all right, isn't it?
Hopefully.
And what are you expecting results in today?
Most subjects, all of them.
Well, it's like every subject, isn't
it?
I remember with GCSEs, that was the tricky thing. It was like you've got to be... Well, you've got to just do everything, haven't you? It's all the maths.
Yeah, it's not like A-levels. Everything.
All the sciences.
Oof. Okay, is there anything that's...
You've failed your setback so far as well.
Yeah. Is there anything that's kind of keeping your mind off the results coming in later?
Just waiting for the interview with Luke Hemmings, really.
That's what you're concentrating on, really, yeah?
Really, yeah.
It's Luke Hemmings' distraction. He's going to be on our show. He's in America. We'll be talking to him in about 20 minutes, all right?
Yeah.
So that's going to take your mind off into at least 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, okay. Luke's coming up at 7:50. Make sure you're near a radio. I know you will be.
Will do, thank you.
Good luck for today.
Good luck.
Thank you, bye.
Love you, bye. And remember, if you're getting exam results today, there is an exam helpline which you can ring, whatever results you got, 0808 100 8000. It's free from landlines and some mobiles. Terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website. 0808 100 8000. Use that number later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Galantis, peanut butter jelly on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
We're getting so many funny texts and tweets this morning. Have you seen this one? All rise for the Scott Mills National Anthem.
Yes, it is.
I love that.
If I was Queen, this would definitely...
I like the idea of everyone rising for this.
When I'm Queen, that'll be my anthem. That was Galantis.
BBC Radio 1.
7:38, okay, I'm already playing We Are The Ocean on Breakfast. Sinead, what have you got for us?
Well, after weeks of holding it together, it all got a little bit much for Little Mix's Perry. And do you want to hear Kelly Clarkson sing about feet?
Someone's feet?
Yeah.
Of course I do. That's in 3 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sinead, what is going on this morning? More Little Mix, is it?
Indeed. Well, they're continuing their promo tour of America and bossing it, I might say. Perry has been putting on a very brave face all the way through, even though when she's been asked on live TV about her split from Zayn. But they were performing on NBC's 30 Rock stage in New York yesterday, which was to celebrate their fourth anniversary as a band, when this happened during their song, The End.
It's been a long day and we've had no sleep, so I think this is why this has happened.
Okay, I've noticed they do, and they're so sweet, those girls, but what they do in when something's going a bit wrong, they always put on an accent.
Extra brum.
Always like, hello. Or they'll go, okay, Scott, well, I've got to tell you, and go really Australian. They just love accents. Because that was Jesse, wasn't it, doing
it
the...
Was, yeah.
I don't know what happened.
It's been a long day.
Oh, it must be hard, though, because every time you get... After something like this, every time you get photographed or perform live, they're all looking for, like, is she all right? Is she all right? And eventually, it's all going to get a bit much, and that's obviously what happened.
Yeah,
bless her. And they took to Instagram to thank their fans for all the support over the past 4 years. But also, Perry's mum was watching this live stream, because it was, like I say, to celebrate 4 years of Little Mix. She was watching it from the UK and tweeted, it's times like this, I want to give my baba a hug. Love you, Perry.
Sweet. Oh. It's been a long day.
Oh. It's sweet watching them all gather around, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they're being so nice to her right now.
Yeah. Okay, moving on then. Kelly Clarkson's been dipping her toes into a bit of comedy on US talk show Jimmy Kimmel when he got her to sing Tinder profiles. And she clearly spent a bit of time on these because they do sound great. Some of them are a little X-rated, so I've had to leave those ones out. But to start with, here she is reading the profile of Danielle, who's 29 and loves Celine Dion.
Just looking for someone to take me to.
That's so random.
I'm 5'9".
I'm 5'9".
I love those things, but it's one of them where I'm like, oh, I wish I thought of that myself.
Yeah.
And just one more then. Next up, because we've got 32-year-old Alvin, who likes feet.
So good. I love her. She's so up for a laugh.
She's amazing. Okay, finally then, The X Factor have released a new promo trailer following the news. The show will be back on our screens on the 29th of August. So this is your first glimpse at the new judging lineup in action. There's ice creams in judges' faces, contestants clambering over the judges' desk. Rita Ora says this.
This audition has just changed your life. Yeah.
I'm sure she says that probably a few more times. And Cheryl says this.
You twigged up a storm in here today, didn't you?
That is after some line dancing twerking, which will appear on The X Factor.
Who's
at some
point. The judges are line dancing twerking?
No, no, no. It's an act.
Oh, right, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'd pay to see that.
Yeah.
Wow. I noticed that on all the publicity photos, I mean, everyone looks smoking hot. Grimmy looks amazing. Caroline, Ollie look brilliant. Brita always looks good. Cheryl always looks good. And Simon there rocking some flares. If you have a look at the, if you have a look at the publicity photos,
he does what he wants though.
He does what he wants, even wearing a bootcut jean.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Sophie. Sophie. Oh, she's gone. We're going to speak to Sophie, but I think she's got so excited that she just couldn't handle it and just went.
Bless her. I saw her text. She was so excited.
We've got Lucy on saying, I'm so excited for Luke to come on today. Sophie, are you there now?
Hi.
Yeah.
Did you hang up on me?
I don't know what happened.
Are you too excited?
Yeah.
Now, you're not waiting for exam results today, are you?
Yeah.
Are you waiting for exam results as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, no, this is a double one. So what time do you get the results?
9 o'clock.
Oh, hour and 10 to wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the nerves that I'm hearing, is that because you're about to be excited about what Luke's saying or because of exam results or both?
Both.
Okay, right. Are you ready then? Because I'm about to speak to him.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, go and find the radio.
Okay.
Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.
Wow.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
And I think I can speak to Luke Hemmings from 5 Seconds of Summer now. Hi.
Hi.
Is this actual Luke?
It is actual Luke, yes.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. What can you see around you right now?
Where am I now? In a bedroom. I can see a lamp. And I can see a flower with a pillow.
Oh, it sounds like they've upgraded you, definitely.
No. I mean, it's a pretty nice pillow, I guess, but...
Yeah. How's the tour going, please?
It's it's going well. We just had a week off. Did a few things. Did the... had, like, 4 days off. And then did the Teen Choice Awards. And then did the Vivo Certified Live. And then we're back on tour. We're starting Detroit. And it's going good, though.
I saw the Teen Choice Awards performance. That looked like fun.
Yeah, it was good. So good to play that. First time playing, she's kind of hot on live TV. So it was really good.
I've got a question to ask you about awards. You know, as you get more and more awards, do you find that it's more and more difficult to think of a good acceptance speech?
It's a good question. No, it becomes more and more difficult to think of a funny acceptance speech. But, I mean, as long as you thank everyone, I think you're pretty safe.
I think it's best, like, as you start to win more and more, which obviously you're going to, right, maybe have an acceptance speech always in your pocket at all times.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I'll get on that. Just in my iPhone notes or something.
Yes, just put it in your phone and then it's always there. And then you can just like add in the name of the award ceremony.
Some people are really bad at accepting awards. They always do the same speech.
Yeah. Everyone does say a similar thing.
Yeah.
That's why we try and say something different, but you know, a lot of time it's too, you get nervous.
How do you keep your energy up, Luke, when you're on the road? Because it is quite tiring, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I don't know. We kind of keep fit on the road, and usually coffee, lots and lots of coffee.
And do you go to the gym a lot?
Yeah, we have a trainer on the road that I kind of, you know, will come with us to every venue.
Yeah, and make sure you stay away from like biscuits and that.
yeah, he definitely gives the guilty face if you go for anything bad. No, it makes for a good show, a better show if you're like fitter.
Yeah.
Is it hard not to fall in love with your personal trainer?
Well, I mean, it's a man, so.
Even so.
Yeah.
You know, Scott did Strictly Come Dancing. It just happens, you know, when you're very close to someone for a large period of time, you just start to fall in love.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
That's not happened yet.
Still waiting on it.
Do you find yourself falling asleep all the time in random places?
Yes, all the time. That's kind of my thing. Spontaneously falling asleep in random places.
I remember speaking to someone in a band once and they had fallen asleep in their soup while having dinner, like face down in it.
I've not fallen asleep in my soup. I've fallen asleep on like trains and cars and planes. All the vehicles I've fallen asleep in, not in soup though.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to fall asleep in soup.
You will fall asleep in your dinner at some point.
I hope not.
Hey, I noticed that just from the pictures that you've been posting and from the Five Sauce account as well, you've got a decent beard coming along there, Luke.
Ah, thank you for noticing.
It's going well.
I'm a man now. Ah, they noticed. I got a beard. Thank you for the appreciation.
Is that just a lazy beard?
It's a little bit. You know what? I think it just came out of nowhere and I'm excited and I just want to embrace it for the moment.
You just want to be like, yes, I'm the youngest in the band, but also I am a man.
Yeah.
Are you doing that to prove that you can? Because let's face it, Callum can't even grow armpit hair, can he?
Callum's got armpit hair like a few months ago. He's pretty excited about that.
So he's got like a few sprouts of the armpit hair, and you've got you're rocking a full beard.
Yeah, don't bring up beards around Callum. He gets emotional.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I also noticed on your Twitter you've been having some trouble with toilets that automatically flush.
I have, yes. I didn't mean to offend any automatic toilet flushing people out there, you know, lovers of them. But, I mean, sometimes you stand up, you're not even ready, you don't even know. You don't know what's happening. And it just flushes on you, and you don't want it to. And then you got to wait for it to fill up with water again. I don't know. I'm not into it.
Nah, you just want to be able to flush when you want to.
Yeah, in my time.
Yeah, it's in my time now. Today, Luke, lots of our listeners will be getting their exam results, their GCSE results. And I reckon hearing a member of the band, 5 Seconds of Summer, telling them some words of reassurance and calm will go a long way.
For everyone that is doing GCSE out there in the wide world of the UK, I hope it goes well. I probably would fail them, but I hope you don't fail them.
How did you do in your exams?
The 16-year-old exams, I think they're, I don't know, they're called different, something different in Australia. But 16-year-old exams I did well in.
Yeah.
You know, as I got older and the band became more of a thing, I got worse and worse at my exams.
Right.
Not to send a bad influence.
Well, no, but you were kind of doing, you knew what you were going to do by then, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was still all up in the air, but it still wasn't there for the taking, but I definitely, the grades went down as the band went up.
Yeah, you channeled your energy into that.
You could make a pretty sweet graph out of it, actually.
Okay, Luke, well, listen, it's really good to speak to you. I know that I'll catch up with you soon, so thank you.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right, see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There we are. You can have that. That is for you if you are getting your GCSE results today. 5 Seconds of Summer, Fly Away. That's the Grat track.
It's wicked. Jane Glasgow's texting, Mills, what happened was so waiting for you to put him on hold. Didn't fancy it with that one.
Yeah, we've put people on hold a lot recently and I just thought that, nah. I mean, it was a short chat. He didn't have much time.
Who have you put on hold in the last week or so? Selena Gomez,
Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
I think eventually that'll just evolve into just putting them on hold with no interview attached. Hang on a minute, Selena. 3 minutes later.
It just doesn't happen to them, does it?
Look on Twitter how genuinely happy people are that I complimented his beard.
Mm.
And he sounded, I mean, that was the best answer. He sounded so happy that I'd noticed. Millie says, can you tell Luke, thanks so much for the GCSE reassurance this morning. It's just what I needed. That is Luke Hemmings from 5 Seconds of Summer talking to us from the US.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Bake Off last night, was great from the offset, mostly because the guy who was announcing the programmes left his phone on just before.
Crack an egg and make some speciality breads next on BBC One. It's Paul's big thing, but baguettes can
his
be
brutal going off.
Bake off. But how we spend our dough reveals who we are as... Anne unveils Britain's spending secrets at 9.
Oh, he can't turn it off. And it's vibrating as well. Just before Bake Off. You don't want that.
You shouldn't be apologising before Bake Off.
No
do you
one,
know what I mean?
No one wants marimba before Bake Off. It's not called marimba, is it? It's opening. Did anyone else check their phone and go, oh, why is my alarm going off? Poor him. So, Chris, I thought it was a tough week this week on Bake Off, did you? Bread week?
Yeah, bread week, tricky, because I wasn't sure what the rounds were going to be with it, like if they had to do toast or something like that. I thought there was only so much you could really do with it.
Baguettes made an appearance for the first time in Bake Off history.
Paul Hollywood was particularly nasty last night.
I thought he was pretty harsh.
Paul and Mary are searching for the new Michelangelo dough.
Rubbish.
We want you to make 3D bread sculptures.
That's my friend Mel, don't say rubbish.
Sorry, but I mean, come on.
It was a tough one.
I really think you have been particularly nasty on this one.
Mary, we're looking for the best amateur bakers in the country.
And I think this is a really tough challenge.
I don't know what was up with Paul last night, but he wasn't taking no rubbish.
Any words of wisdom for the bakers?
Good luck.
Oh, he's so hard.
Horrible. Yeah, he
doesn't give anything away,
one
does
of those
he?
Moves. I thought Mezbez was going to swear at him at one point.
I did as well, and then she held herself back. But you know what Paul's like? He's very critical, especially with bread, because he's a bread expert.
Yeah, he takes it very personally.
If you have not watched it yet, I'm not going to reveal who went, but can I just say, the bread lion. The face of lion in a bread. Amazing. Wasn't that good?
It was so good,
even
yeah.
Even Paul was impressed, and he wasn't in a good mood. The unmade bread, not so much. The snake bread, I could do that.
For me, I said this earlier, and I think I need to qualify what I said. I think anyone can make a snake bread, because it is just putting a baguette down and drawing some eyes on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything can be made into a snake.
Yeah. So today, in honour of the Great British Bake Off, I am sending you out to another cafe. It's a bakery, this one, actually. And you know what Paul's like? Especially last night for some reason. Very, very critical. He will pull that cake apart and he'll really break it down. I learnt a new phrase last night. Underproved.
Underproved, yeah. Good phrase.
Yeah. But when he's marking a cake, this is what he does.
The colour's not bad. It's quite even. They look quite attractive. Taste isn't too bad. This one's had some serious issues. They've had problems with the dough. They probably haven't blended it together properly, worked it.
Oh, that's what you've done. You've not blended it together. It's underproofed, underbaked.
I mean, these things do fill me with fear and I always get a bit anxious, but it is a good idea because you go to these places, they never really get judged, do you? You just hand over your money, you take whatever there is there, you take your pie, your pasta, your cake. But you never really go into the judging like Paul Hollywood does.
No. So what I want you to do is channel Paul today. I'm sending you out to the bakery right now. Are you right?
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, then.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, now.
All right.
And,
wheel me out.
Get him out. Oh, we're actually wheeling him out today. Good. See ya.
Laters.
So, I was going to say Paul then. Chris is going to go to a bakery. He's going to order a cake and then he is going to just pull it apart and really critique it. Paul Hollywood style. And today, I think we should step it up a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I've sent Chris out to a bakery near Radio 1 for another of his secret bake-offs. He's about to order a cake. He's going to criticise their cake and they don't know a thing about it. Chris?
Hello.
All right?
I'm all right, yeah. This place that you're sending me to is really far.
It's not that far. It's further than the one we went to last week for bake-off.
We're not even there yet.
Oh, I haven't started your moaning. It's not that far.
I don't think we're lost. We're just trying to find it. Does it definitely exist?
Yeah. It's quite a posh bakery I'm sending you to today.
Okay. All right. Is there a code word?
No, you'll be allowed to go in.
Okay.
So we're going to do this again, where Chris goes into a bakery, orders a cake, and then examines it right in front of them, which they're not expecting, in true poor Hollywood style. You really give it a big pick apart and have a look at it and see what the crust is like, what the bottom's like. Get in there and have a look.
Yeah, sure.
Are you far away then?
Well, we're walking as fast as we can. When I've done this, I'll break into a gentle jog.
But... Okay. If you could jog on, and I'll play one track, and then I'll come back to you, and hopefully you'll be there by then.
All right.
I've had another thought as well.
Yeah, okay.
Rather than just going through the cake like Paul would do, like pulling it apart, seeing what the bottom's like, seeing what the crumb and the crust is like, I want you today to put your face in the cake.
Hey? How's that going to work?
I just think you'll be able to see what it's like more if you've got your face in it.
Paul Hollywood doesn't do that, though.
No, but one, you're not Paul Hollywood, and two, people face-planting things is really funny.
Yeah, but it's not really judging it, is it?
No, you judge it first, you have a good look, and then you go, hang on a minute, there's only one thing for it, and then just get your face down in it.
Mills, I've taken a wrong turn here. The alleyway I'm in has a load of... how can I describe them at this time? Alternative shops.
Oh, it is near those, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've gone the wrong way.
I'm almost certain this is, unless you meant to send me here, this is not right.
No, that's not. I said a posh bakery.
Is this a joke?
No, I think you need to go the other way. So where you turn left, you need to go right.
Right, okay.
All right.
Yes, okay. All right then. Okay,
okay, right. I'll speak to you after this and we'll sort it.
Sorry, I'm a bit overwhelmed about what I'm looking at the moment.
There's all sorts down there, aren't there?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, move away from that bit and I'll speak to you in a minute. If you could try and find the bakery by the end of the next song, that would be awesome.
Sorry. Okay. All right.
All right.
Game face.
All right. All right. Concentrate. Speak to you in a minute.
Face and cake, yeah?
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Okay, this could be cringe, everybody, but it's only what Paul Hollywood does on TV every week. It's time for a secret bake-off. Hopefully he's there now. Chris?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Chris. Where are you?
Well, I have found the bakery. I can see the bakery, but it's not far from the alley that I was just in.
Mm.
It's a very colourful street, this.
You must have been to that area before.
I don't think I have.
You've probably been with me.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Soho, London.
Yeah, okay, fine. Well, okay.
Mm. Have you stopped to have a look in the shops at all?
No, I had to run past, but, you know, I saw plenty of stuff going on, but it's okay, fine. The bakery's here, so
okay.
I'm just interested to know how you know about this bakery. I mean, I was wondering why we were having to travel so far. I see why now.
It's a very cool area, actually.
Yeah,
you'll like this place. It's well posh in there.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in and do our secret bake off. So you order the cake, and then, like Paul Hollywood, you examine it. You say what you think. You judge the cake.
Yeah, okay.
But then, as an extra twist today, I want you to put your face in the cake.
Face in the cake on this one.
After you've critiqued it.
Okay, and we're going for cake.
Yes, it's cake week on Secret Bake Off.
Fine. Mills, I can see through the window. This is a lovely bakery.
Told you.
Get you.
I know you were concerned about the area, but actually it's lush in there, isn't it?
It looks lush, yeah. Blimey. Get your bakery.
It's not my bakery.
That's not a normal one, is it? Yeah.
It's just one that I know of.
How the other half live, eh? Yeah, very nice. All right, then.
All right, then.
Right, well, I'm going to get involved, so...
Okay, I want you to head in. I want you to order your cake with confidence, and then when it arrives, examine, and then face in the cake.
Okay, all right, then. So, right, okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's very posh. hello, are you all right? Are these all your cakes then?
Duh.
Yeah. Can I go for... Can I just get a slice? Oh, expensive, aren't they? can I get a slice of... can I get the Eat and Mess one, please? I have it here, please.
Oh, incredible. That's the best one you could have ordered. Facing the Eaton Mess is going to be amazing.
Yeah. No, thanks. Just this, please. Is this your signature bake?
As in one of our cakes? Flavour?
Yeah.
I think it's flavoured really. I have caramel.
Yeah.
So caramel won awards last year at Taste London.
Oh, all right.
I can't wait for this.
Thank you.
She seems well helpful and cheery at the moment.
No, thank you. Right, should we take a look at it then? Thank you. Cheers. You've got good layers on it. It's very well layered. Yeah, very deep. Yeah, very good. Do you want to come over?
Oh, no.
Look at that. You've got yourself nice three even layers there. In fact, you've done well to get a good sponge out of that. Very moist.
She's taking it well.
Have a look at the bottom of it. Yeah. You've got a good flake on it. You know what, though? You know what you've done, don't you? No? It just needed 1 or 2 minutes more, and that would have been spot on. That's lovely, that is.
Okay, Chris, whenever you're ready, get your face in that cake. Make sure she's looking. Oh, no. Is your face in the cake now?
It's right in there.
Is it awkward?
I've gone down again. I'm in the cake.
Chris, how's she taking this? Because she's gone a bit quiet.
She's staring at me. Very good. I'm going to take that with me.
Okay, would you like to pop?
No. I'll take it how it is. Very good. I'm going to give you Star Baker. Star Baker. That was a bad one. I've got cake on my face, Mills.
Did it all go in the face?
Yeah, it's random, but everyone's looking at me. Business street, it's not.
Make sure you pay for it.
I paid for it.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, run as fast as you can.
I was shaking. That was horrible. They just looked at me. They just stared at me.
At least they laughed.
Is it still on my face? Yeah.
How far did you go in the face?
Oh, I'm in. I'm in.
Proper
in. I actually went in twice.
I can't wait to see this video.
Yeah. All right, mate.
All right, well done.
All right.
Good work on today's Secret Bake Off. Thank you, Chris.
Cheers, mate. BBC Radio
1. The Scott Mills Daily. Welcome back, Chris. I must applaud you. I don't often do clapping on the radio, but that was awesome. A Bake Off.
Cheers. I've got a picture of the cake on my face.
Cake on your face.
Which I'll whack up on Twitter if you want.
Yes, please. Would you like me to retweet you? Would you?
How was it for you?
Brilliant. Yeah. Really good. Did they seem to laugh quite hard when you face planted the cake?
The second time round they did. The first time I looked back up and they were just staring at me.
So
I think
good.
we've got a little video, so we'll hopefully hopefully be able to get out.
Love that people were filming you as well. Lee says, I love Secret Bake Off, although now keep picturing Chris on Bake Off yesterday when Paul is judging. I mean, that's the dream, isn't it? Right there.
I also like that everyone's getting involved in judging themselves. Like, people do this now.
Yeah. Amy says, I loved Secret Bake Off today. Can't wait to see the video. Yeah, that's coming for you later. The Scott Mills Daily. Earlier this morning, we were talking quite early, actually, on Real or No Real, about Loom Band. They were really on, weren't they?
Yeah.
For about 5 minutes. And I don't know if anyone saw Pound Shop Wars, which is one of my favourites, before Bake Off last night. So it's two rival pound shops. And this poor bloke, he's got a warehouse full of Loom Bands. Really can't shift them.
This is what's left of the craze item with the Loom Bands. And it's the same with every craze that we come up against. When the public stop buying them, they stop buying them. And we've got maybe 750,000 left.
Too many bands.
He's got too many bands. He's got
750,000. Oh, my word.
You know what you've done there, don't you, man from Pound Shop? You've overordered.
Oh, wow.
And listen to this kid.
Are you no longer buying these Loom Bands now, or...?
No, not now, because they're not in fashion at the moment, really.
Yeah, so...
Problems.
Yeah, that's the thing, you see. Like, if you're a Pound Shop, you've just got to go with the times. And one minute, kids are all about Loom Bands. Next, nah, they're not really in at the moment. It's a bit like, do you remember when a mutual friend of ours was so worried about the bird flu epidemic that he ordered, I believe, 250,000, is it? No, 25. It can't be that many. I'm saying it was 25,000 masks.
There was thousands.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in the thousands.
Because he was worried. Because, I mean, he...
I mean, he's always the one in our friend group that will catch a cold. He's a bit of a sickly child. But 25,000 was a bit excessive, I think, for the epidemic there.
So where's he? What's he done with it? Are they in the spare room?
They're in the Big Yellow Storage Company.
Well,
he's paying about 14 quid a week for that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's an astounding amount of people who want to know about the wallet situation when I lost mine, and also the bag situation when you left yours on a train and had to go pick it up. Andy in Cambridge says, did you give the bloke who found your wallet some cash and found you on Twitter? Not yet, but I am going to get around to it by Friday. What about your bag situation? Tell us what happened again.
Yeah, well, I left my bag on a train, but I wrote about this on Twitter. Luckily, loads of people retweeted it. Thank you if you did. And then I had to go to Oxford yesterday to go collect my bag.
A man you've never met before.
From the station there.
Here's the thing as well. Like, how do you know what to look out for? Is it like I'm wearing a brown jumper? Like, how do you know?
No, I stood around for ages. And then I...
Looking right.
I had to DM the guy. I also looked at everyone's name badge as well, because I think he works there.
Oh, he works there. Okay, so that's good.
So he wasn't a complete stranger. Anyway, I managed to get the bag back, but they made me open it up and have a look in there to check everything's in there.
Oh, no, Chris.
And I noticed that things have been moved around.
Nothing missing, though.
Nothing missing, but I'm concerned that they really did dig deep into the bag. So things that might have been on the bottom that have, say, been there for a couple of years.
Have moved to the top.
Almost as if they want to...
Bake-off style.
Almost as if they want to prove a point that they've seen it.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay, so what else was in there? The laptop?
There's laptop the laptop. In there,
and that's all fine. Did you have to put in like a password to prove it was yours?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had an iPad in there, so I had to type in the password on that. Yeah. There were some headphones. But then there was also a scattering of the kind of stuff you find at the bottom of your bag.
Right,
you
okay,
know,
which would have been at the bottom a couple
and
of years ago.
The it's gone to the top.
And it's gone,
and
yeah. They just want you to know they've seen it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Join us tomorrow morning from 6:30 for Friday's breakfast show on BBC Radio 1, including Ella Eyre wearing the sack of shame. Get ready for some Friday cringe. And Instant Dragon's Den with Deborah Meaden giving immediate reaction to your business ideas tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.